again.
Oh. Hey, oh.
Twice in one day.
Yep.
It's not bad.
That's how long.
Ready?
Put this on your lapel.
So good morning, Rabbi. It's good to be back. I think El Al has a slogan, Hachi Babayit Ba'olam. This is like home from home. It's Torah away from Torah away. And a lot of familiar faces, Baruch Hashem, it's nice to see. Simcha's not here because he knew in advance that I was speaking today. So he went away for the weekend. But everybody else is here, Baruch Hashem, and Vartig is in tight. Menachem David's not here because he never comes at the beginning of this year because he's embarrassed. I'm going to say thank you and say the appreciation of them. He gets the big Hakoras HaToiv for founding Torah Way and for running it. And, you know, it's in London we've got Dudi, Kanain Hora, people who give up their lives mamash in order to ensure that Torah Way runs every week, new speakers, it's incredible. Okay, my drosha is not shy specifically to Lag BaOmer, but as we go through it, we'll try and make some sort of loose connections, some of which are cheating, but we'll have some connection, Belineda, to Inyona de Yoimo. Shkoyter Avraham for Yeshachris. Every time I come, 8:45 Sunday morning, Sir Avraham Shachris, and I want to say Shkoyach. Probably it doesn't come up very often to Manchester Memorials because they sponsor the Torah Way website. And when I was thinking of giving up the shear, I wanted to check whether or not this is maybe something that I've said before. And it's a very good website, and it's got a section called Speakers, and I can click onto Speakers and put my name in, and then you've got Reb Avi Wiesenfeld or Reb Yanki Wiesenfeld. Reb Avi Wiesenfeld's given 600 shiurim already. Yanki's given 11 so far. And I wanted to know whether or not I'd given this year before. So therefore, it was, you know, so I want to express my, to Manchester Memorials, I think it's Isla, yeah? Is it? Yeah, for sponsoring the... for sponsoring the Torah Way website. Okay. We're going to speak a little bit. We're going to say over a Dvar Torah, which I am convinced I heard on a cassette tape from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Zichron Levrocha. Rabbi Isaac Bernstein was a Rav of Finchley Synagogue in London. He died very young. He was 52 years old. He died in the early 1990s. He was 54? And not 52? Okay, he was 54. I stand corrected. That's no problem, yeah. He gave a shiur in Nei Yisrael every week, a chumash shiur, for 3 or 4 years. 3 or 4 years? 3 years plus. And he had approximately, I mean, he used to have a big oilam. He had 250 people used to come to the shiur. And he had an amazing appreciation for a good vort. And he was an Irishman. And he had these expressions that, you know, when he would see a good vort, he must have spent a lot of time every week researching. And then when he would see a good vort and say it over, sorry? He was a good voice, yeah. Yeah, he could sing. He learned in Geitzer Koilel, but he became a rabbi in the United Synagogue. In yeshiva, not Koilel? Learned in Geitzer Yeshiva, not Koilel. I stand corrected all the time. In any event, anyway, his name was Bernstein,
yeah,
and his name was Isaac, yeah, and he said over this day, I mean, he was a Levi, and he said over, he had such an appreciation for a vort. He would say things like, you know, will you just appreciate the genius of the man, this sort of thing he would say about somebody who'd said a good vort, and he selected a good vort. I once heard a really good vort from him. It became one of my favorite Divrei Torah, and I want to share it with you. And then, you know, first thing is share the Dvar Torah. Afterwards, yeah, it's got a connection with Pesach, Shavuos, Lag BaOmer, whatever, we'll see. So we're going to speak about Rochel Emenu. And Rochel was the wife of Reb Akiva. We'll also mention Reb Akiva, but it'll be Reb Akiva Eger. So we've got a Reb Akiva, we've got a Rochel, we've got Lag BaOmer. I'll call upon him. He said over this vort, B'Shem Reb Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer. Reb Yosef Nechemia Kornitzer was the Rav of Krakow. He was the chief rabbi of Krakow. He was a great grandson of the Chasam Sofer, Bei Mitzado Av and Bei Mitzado Eim. a really, really towering figure, tall person, very impressive. I've seen the pictures. He was Difta in 1933, and members of the Polish Parliament came to his levaya. There was like a massive levaya, thousands of people, and he was a very important person. His son Shmuel Shmelka became the Rov after him in 1933, and unfortunately, his son Shmuel Shmelka was one of the first people to be exterminated in Auschwitz in 1941. Hashem Yim Koin Domoy. Oh, but Rabbi Nechemia Kornesser was a big Talmud Chochem, and he, Rabbi Bernstein, said over in the Shir Avot that he saw, or that he must have heard, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornesser. Now, I can't find, I haven't got the tapes anymore, cassette tapes. I've got a complete set of Rabbi Bernstein's Shiurim on CD or something like that, and I cannot, I've listened to each year afterwards. I listen to each year Parshas Vayetze, and I can't find the vault. So if anybody can find a cassette for me, I'd like to hear it again. I've tried to piece it together from memory. 90% of it will be Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bernstein, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornesser. A little bit of it might be my own, which I think was his, and isn't really. Possibly. But he says over this beautiful vault, he says as follows, in Parshas Vayetze, we have the Parsha of the Rabbeinu Shloilem telling Yaakov Avinu, yeah, in a dream, that it's time, you've been 20 years by Lavan, you've built up your family, it's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Shuv el Eretz Avisecho Olamoy Landatecho Veheye Imoch. Go back to Yitzchok, go back to Be'er Sheva, return from Choron, and go back to Eretz Yisrael. So it says, Vayikro Yaakov, L'rochel L'leah, Hasodeh El Sinai. So he called his wives to the field, and he held a conference with them. And he said to them, Alang Arichas, 8-9 Psukim, that, you know what Lavan's done to me, and you know how hard I've tried, and how hard I've worked, and I've been swindled, and I've been treated, etc., etc., and your father isn't nice to me anymore, and your brothers aren't nice to me anymore, and it's time to go. I don't want to stay here anymore. And the Rabbeinu Shlom came to me in a dream last night, and told me, go back to Eretz Yisrael. So they said, well, they said, yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we've been treated, we've been treated so badly. So you have to do what the Rabbeinu Shlom said. We're going back to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked a series of questions. I've got like six questions. There might be even more questions. But six questions on this simple, what sounds like a simple episode. There's a medrash that Rabbi Yosef Nechemia Kornesser brings, a medrash rabbo that says, Vatan Rochel v'Leo v'temarnoloi. Rochel and Leo said to him that we have to go. Loma Rochel meisot chilo. Why did Rochel die earlier? Why did she was the younger one? Why did she die before Leo? Reb Yudan v'Reb Yosi. Reb Yudan Oimer. Reb Yudan says, Shedibro b'fnei achoiso. Vatan Rochel v'Leo, but Rochel is the younger sister. She should have given cover to her sister Leo, and she didn't. She jumped in and she answered when Yaakov Avinu told them, his two wives, about the plan, about the situation. Vatan Rochel v'Leo koftso, it says. She jumped in and she spoke before her sister, and therefore meisot chilo. Therefore she died. She was what? Oh, that's what's going to be one of my questions. Yeah, but I'll, it's going to be one of the questions, but I can do even better. Pardon? Did she die from the klolo? We'll come to that. That's also... Oh, okay, so these are the questions, right. Is there an Indian of kibbel achoist? Right, 3 out of 6 you've already guessed. Yeah, I can go home. Yeah, so the first kasha is that l'choyer there's a stira in Chazal. This Chazal sounds like she was punished because she spoke in front of her sister, because she spoke out of turn. Yeah, and therefore she was punished that she died. And there's another medrash, which everybody knows, Vani Bavoy Mipadon, Beiso Alai Rochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her the schus that she should be buried on the road leading out of Eretz Yisrael, so that when Nebuzaradan would capture the Bnei Yisrael after the Churban Beis HaMikdosh and take them into captivity, it will be Rochel, Mavako Al Boneo, And she davens for her children, and the Rebbein Shalom promises her that v'shavu bonim ligvulam. So it sounds like that's a zechus. It sounds like it's a good thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen her for the task that she should be there to daven for Klal Yisrael. Rochel Mavaka Ol Boneo. We speak about the mama Rochel. She's buried on the way. That's the Himatzevus Kvuas Rochel Adayoim. And here it sounds like she's being punished. So is she being punished? Or is it a compliment? Is she being rewarded, Kavi Yochel? Number one. Second question is, this Rabbi Yisrael Nechemi Kornis I found in one of his droshes. He says, why is it Rochel who is buried at the roadside to daven for Klal Yisrael? Rochel is the mother of two Shvotim. And Leah is the mother of six Shvotim. And Leah's got amongst her Shvotim, she's got the Bechor, Reuven, and she's got the king Yehuda, and she's got Levi Kuhuna. She's got much more to lose when Klal Yisrael go into Golus. She should be crying much more than Rochel. She's lost far more than Rochel. I'm not minimizing Rochel's suffering, but at the end of the day, Rochel's got Yosef and Binyamin, and Leah's got six Shvotim. And therefore, Lechoira, Leah should have been the one to be buried on the roadside. Third question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yaakov Avinu, Shuv Eleh Tzorev Yisecho Ulamoy Ladatecho, why is he making a conference with his wives to discuss it and tell them against the drosha about how nasty Lovin is and it's time to go and I've been cheated and I've been swindled? He shouldn't even have called them to the field. He should have sent a message saying, ladies, will you please start packing? Yeah, the Malach Elohim came to me last night and he said to me, you know, Shuv Eleh Tzorev Yisecho, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, please start packing, make your preparations. Why did he even call them to discuss it? The next question is your question. Is there a chiyuv of kibbutz to an older sister? Yeah? You think there is? Kabbat S. No, S is the rabbis. S and the S is to be barber, the husband's wife, the father's wife, yeah, or the mother's husband. That's the S and the S. The S, the Gemara Darshans in Menachos, the Vov is L'Rabois Ochicho Hagodoyl. What about Achoischo Hagodoylo? We've got no drosha for that. Simereish Mem, Yoridea, Hilchas Kibud Avoeim, Sif Chof Beis, Chayev Odom Bichvoid Ochiv Hagodoyl. That's what the Mechaber says. Because, as I said, the Gemara Darshans it from the Vov. The Pischei Tshuva brings down B'Shem the Shvus Yaakov. He says, "B'shus Yaakov Shom, davka la'ochiv hagadol, v'loy la'achoisoy hagadolo." You do not have an obligation to honor your older sister. V'rak miderech eretz. It's a respectful thing. Shloy ledaber b'fnei mi shagadol mimenu. So, als dimus, als good manners, als respect, you shouldn't speak in front of your older sister. But apart from that, it's not halacha. It's not halacha. There is the Birki Yosef, the Chidor, wants to say maybe yes, but apart from him, nobody else seems to say that there's any inyan in not speaking or in not disrespecting. You don't have to give kovet to your older sister. So in that case, if it's not even an issa, how could she be punished so severely? And even if it were an issa, is that midah keneged midah that she should die? We're going to kill her because she spoke in front of her sister, even if it was an issa, even if there was a mitzvah, like the Birchei Yosef held, of honoring an older sister. Or but to be chayav misa, that's zichanisht. Somebody speaks in front of his achoy ochiv hagodol, he's not going to be chayav misa. So therefore this seems to be, we heard a lot about it recently, it seems to be a disproportionate response. Yeah, it seems to be a disproportionate response to, that's the fifth question. And the final question would be, Taka, why did she do it? Why didn't she allow Leo to speak first? Why would she jump in? She cared for her sister. She gave her sister the simonim. She gave her sister she responded nicely to her sister when her sister wanted the dedoim, etc., etc. She cared for her sister. She loved her sister. So why would she even speak disrespectfully in front of a sister? It sounds like inconsistent with the way that she's behaving. So those are six kashas, and we're going to be able to answer in Yetzirah B'Siyata D'Shmaya soon all those kashas. So, the Gemara says in Yoma that the Ovois Shamru Kol HaTorah Kula, Afila Erev Tavshilin. Gemara in Yoma Daf Kofches. Avron Kiyim Kol HaTorah Kula Afila Erev Tavshilin. And the Pasuk says, Ki Yidativ Lemana She Yitzaveh Esponov Esbeisa Achrov. Avram Avinu passed that on to his children. Therefore, as far as we know from the Gemara, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. If they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, then we have a problem that Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. In the Torah it says that you're not allowed to marry two sisters.
They don't get
Yoelis,
so
what?
They don't get Yoelis, so they didn't have sisters.
Oh, okay, we'll go through some Tirutzim, but let's go through the Kasha first, yeah? The halacha is that if a man marries two sisters, he has a relationship, then first of all, the Kiddushin to the second sister is not chal, as long as they are both alive, yeah? As long as they're both alive, if there are two sisters, he marries Leah first, and then he marries Rochel, Bizman Azel, let's say, and Leah is still alive, then the Kiddushin are not toifsin. Both of them will be chayev koris if they live together, and Yosef and Binyamin would be mamzerim. Yeah. And she's Yosef beloy get, because the Kiddushin weren't toifsin in the first place. So therefore, the kasha that the Mefarshim ask is, if the Bnei Yisrael kept, if Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and he passed that on to his children, then how possibly could Yaakov have married Shtei Achoyos and end up with, if that would be the result, then Rachman Islam, those are the kashas. So there are many answers to it. One of the answers is probably what you're thinking of, which is that they had a din of Giyorosin, each of them. They weren't related, because each of them was a Giyoros, because they were born. Yeah, to Lavan as Ovdei Avodah Zorah, yeah, and they became Giyorosin when they married Yaakov, so therefore they're not related. That's one of the answers. There are other answers about before Matan Torah, whether they kept Kol HaTorah Kula before Matan Torah, but the Gemara's mashma that Avraham Avinu did, whether it was Chiyuv or not. Rabbi Yehuda Nechemiah goes with the answer of the Ramban. The Ramban says, the Ramban's got a long arichus in Parshas Toldos. And the Ramban says that the Bnei Yisrael kept Kol HaTorah Kula in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. But in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't have to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. What?
Moshe wouldn't be a kosher child.
Yes. Yeah. So they kept Kol HaTorah Kula in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutz La'aretz. Kum techois, that Yaakov Avinu living in Choron, could marry Shtei Achoyos, he could marry Leah, and then he could marry Rochel, Beheta, and he could have Yosef and Binyamin, and they're not Chas V'Sholom, they're not Mamzerim. Okay. But now, Yaakov Avinu's got a message from the Rabbeinu Shloilom, and he said, Shuv el Eretz Havisecho l'moy ladatecho. If I go to Eretz Yisrael, I cannot live with Rochel and with Leah. I cannot have two wives who are sisters. So what's going to be the result? There are a number of possible results, and all of them carry with it some adverse results. Let's assume that he cannot go into Eretz Yisrael with two wives, and therefore one of them is going to die. So who's going to die? Let's say that Leah is going to die. After all, Rochel was the one, the Yahuvah. Rochel was the one that he loved, and Leah was the Snua. So therefore, maybe his preference would be that he should enter Eretz Yisrael, and if he has to choose between Leah or Rochel, he'll choose Rochel. So Leah will die. So Yaakov Avinu has the advantages that he can then live with Rochel, Ba'avo, in Eretz Yisrael. He's got the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. He and Rochel can bring up the children. He can be Mekayim the mitzvah Zatluyis Boretz. He can be Mekayim Kibbud Av Vo'eim. And he can be buried in Moras HaMachpelah, he and Rochel. Yeah, Yaakov and Rochel both married in Moras HaMachpelah. Leah? Nebuch. Leah would be, she wouldn't survive. For Rochel, the advantages are, again, all these things, that she lives with Yaakov, and she has Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, she brings up the children, she's behind the mitzvah at Luis Boretz, she's buried in Moras HaMachpelah. What's the other way around? That Rochel should die. If Rochel dies, which is what actually happened, then Yaakov has all the advantages, if you like, of living in Eretz Yisrael, but with Leah, who he doesn't really love. And Rochel is buried outside Eretz Yisrael, and she doesn't survive. There's another option, yeah, which is that Rochel would remain alive, and could come into Eretz Yisrael. And Rachel actually did come into Eretz Yisrael. She must have been in Eretz Yisrael for a few months at least. She was in Eretz Yisrael when Yaakov met Esav and they were about to do battle. She was with Yaakov when he bought the Chelkas HaSoda in Shechem, and through the story with Shechem and Dino. And only afterwards does it say that on the way to Be'er Sheva, when they were going to go to Yaakov and Rivka, Yitzchak and Rivka, that's when she was buried, that's when she died. So she could live in Eretz Yisrael, but she would have to be separated. They'd have to be separate, and Rachel would have to live on her own. And Yaakov Avinu would be living with Rachel and with the family and being Mekayim the Mitzvah, Luis Boris, and all the advantages in Be'er Sheva with Yitzchak and Rivka, and Rachel would be living in Bnei Barak on her own, let's say. Was? I'm sure. Yeah, I wasn't sure whether or not was Rivka not alive anymore by then. Okay, I wasn't sure. It occurred to me. Yeah, was? We know when Rivka died. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It says Vatomas Tavari Menekas Rivka. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Okay. So it'll be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em in Yitzchok, and I stand corrected yet again today. Yeah. So there's another option, which is, but that would be very unpleasant, by the way, for Leah, because Leah would be living with Yaakov as a snua, and Yaakov knows that Rachel's round the corner, yeah, and she'd always feel uncomfortable, right? She'd always feel uncomfortable that, you know, they're waiting in the wings, you know, when will Leah die, and then I can finally marry Rachel. And Rachel's in the wings, they're waiting, and Rachel may have felt that would be not nice for Leah. So therefore, yeah, what was the other option? The Rabbi Shem told me to go back to Eretz Yisrael. I'll push it off. We'll stay here in Choron until one of the wives dies, and then I'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. What?
You've got another option.
Divorce doesn't help.
Why?
You got what? I'm saying he doesn't have to divorce her even. He can they can both live, but they can't live together.
If he would have divorced Rachel,
yes. What?
If he would have divorced Rachel,
she could have stayed in Haran, but she could have stayed alive in what's called as well. Yeah. Okay. Fine. It's a good question, but we'll answer that as well.
Oh.
Okay. So, yeah. So therefore. Now, it says Vayishlach Yaakov. He sent messengers to fetch Rachel and Leah to the field. Yeah. Why? Because this was serious. One of them had to go. It affected them. The fact that he was going to go back to Eretz Yisrael was going to have a major effect on one of his wives at least, and on the whole family. And there was a shaila, even a possibility, that maybe we shouldn't go. Maybe we should push it off and be kind to Rotz Nachem at a later date when one of them has died naturally. And Rachel saw by Yikro Yaakov l'Rochel u'l'Leo that Yaakov sent the messenger to Rachel first. In other words, she was the one that he loved, and she was the one that he made that he considered more important. So when they came, Rachel had been turning this over in her mind, and Rachel maybe had even considered it previously. And she thought about it, and she said, one day, Yaakov's going to want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. What's going to happen to us then? She came to Yaakov there, and she said to him as follows, that I don't want you to think for one moment that you shouldn't be Mekayim the Tzivoy Hashem. I don't want you to think for one moment that you're going to do anything harmful, or that any harm is going to come to my sister Leah, because I love her, and I care for her. And I'm the one who's going to be Moshe Nefesh. I'm the one who will not remain married to you, who will not go into Eretz Yisrael. Whatever happens to me is too bad. I'll give up my future with you. I'll give up the Chinuch Yelodim. I'll give up all the advantages of being married to Yaakov and bringing up the children, the Bnei Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. Because you have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to have the Mitzvot Luis Boretz. The Klal Yisrael has to have the Chinuch and the Avira to Eretz Yisrael. The Shvatim have to grow up in Eretz Yisrael. One of us has to go. Vatan Rochel v'Leo. She jumped in before Leo could say anything. And she said, I'm the Korban. I'm the one who's prepared to sacrifice my life in order that you carry on living with Leo and Klal Yisrael will go to Eretz Yisrael. That was her Mesirus Nefesh. Because she showed this love for Eretz Yisrael, It's love for Klal Yisrael. This love for her sister, the Rebbein Shem said, in that case, yes, he could divorce her, but I've got a better job for her. Said the Rebbein Shem, I'm going to be mezakeh her with the, she's shown such mysterious nefesh for Klal Yisrael, she's the one who should daven for Klal Yisrael when they have to leave Eretz Yisrael. She's being moisa nefesh that they should come to Eretz Yisrael. She's being moisa nefesh that Bnei Yisrael should grow up in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, she's the one who's going to feel it the most. She's the one who's made the biggest sacrifice. And she's the one who's going to feel it the most when Klal Yisrael are led out of Eretz Yisrael into captivity. And therefore, the Rebbein Hashem didn't punish her. The Rebbein Hashem rewarded her. The Rebbein Hashem said, you're the right person for the task. You've demonstrated by your mysterious nefesh that you're the one who should be buried by the roadside, and you're the one who should daven for Klal Yisrael later on. And therefore, with that, you can answer all the kashas. You answer all the kashas straight away. I'll just run through them very quickly, because we have not much time, and one thing to add. Okay, there's no theory in the Mefarshim, right? Because she jumped in, yeah, she didn't show any disrespect for her sister. She was the one who was chosen, although she had fewer children. You can go through them yourself. That's why he called them out to the field. That's why she wasn't punished. She had a zchus. It wasn't a punishment that was disproportionate. Adarabba, Rebbein Shem was giving her a task, a reward, saying that you will be my shliach to daven for Klal Yisrael. And that's obviously why she spoke in front of her sister. Okay. Tudah Alocha in Evan Ezer, Kuf Chavov, Hilchas Gittin. There's a discussion, I haven't got time to go into it in detail, there's a discussion that the Gemara, the Ramah brings down, as Nimnoim Melichtov Gittin in Ior. That in Chodesh Ior, we don't give Gittin. There is a minig not to give a get in Chodesh Ior. Why? Because every word in a get has to be spelt correctly. Every name, every place, the date, etc. And we don't know how to spell the word Ior. There are contradictions. There's a Yonis and Benaziel that spells it with two yuds, and then there are others who say that it's Rosh Tevis Ani Hashem Reifa Echo, which is Aleph Yud Reish, and therefore we're not sure, is Eor written Aleph Yud Reish? Is it written Aleph Yud Yud Reish? And the, what's called, and therefore the remote brings down, there's a minik. The Maril brings down, if you have to give a get in Chodesh Eor, then you should give two getted. One written with Eor Aleph Yud Reish, and one written Aleph Yud Yud Reish. Shimon Afshech, one of them is going to be effective. State in the Sefer Nachla Shivo, which Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down. This is my connection to Tlag Boimer, Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay. Yeah, so he says the Nachla Shivo brings down, from Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down the Agos on Shulchan Aruch, and he says that Eor is Mole Bishnei Yudin. The Eor is written Aleph Yud Yud Reish, and he holds that you can write Gittin, and we do know how to spell it. How do we know how to spell it? He says, Umotsosi Bialkut Chodosh, Ziv Hu Eor, that Ziv, Chodesh Ziv is Eor, the second month, Rosh Tevis, Shel Avrohom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Verochel. Avrohom, Yitzchok, Yaakov, and Rochel. And therefore, Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov Rochel is Rosh Tevis Eor. Therefore, we know how to write a get. And therefore, we can write a get in Chodesh Eor and write Aleph Yud Yud Reish. The question is, what do they have in common? Why Dafka Aleph Yud Yud Reish with Rochel on the end? Why not Rivka? Why not Reuven or anybody else? Yeah, why, what's Eor? Zok Rabbi Yosef Nehemiah. That what they had in common, that Rochel had in common with Avrom Yitzchok Yaakov and Rochel, was that they, all four of them, were Moisa Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, and those four were promised Eretz Yisrael. He goes through it. So Avraham Avinu had the Nesorin of Lech Lecho to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbein Shem said, Ki Lecho Lazarecho Etein Nesoretz Hazois. Yitzchok had Gul Beoretz Hazois. There was a famine, and he wanted to go out. And the Rebbein Shem said, stay. And he stayed, Mit Mesiris Nefesh, Etein Nes Kol Aretz Yisrael. Yaakov, he had to go back and to fight Esav and to lose Rochel, so he also showed Mesiris Nefesh for Klal Yisrael, for Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the Rebbein Shem said, Oretz Asher Ator Sheikhi Voleo, Lecho Etnen Olazarecho. And Rochel was Mesiris Baderech, and she showed Mesiris Nefesh, like we've just been speaking about now, she showed Mesiris Nefesh that Klal Yisrael should live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbein Shem says, Ki Esocho Lefuloseich, V'shovu Bonim Ligvulom, your children will return to Eretz Yisrael. This is kiyesh socha. This is the schar lefu'ulo seich for your mesirus nefesh. V'shovu bonim ligvulom. Therefore, that's what they have in common. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Rochel have in common that they were promised Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, we can write the get. We can write the get in Iyov. Very briefly, I'm running over time, so just to make a connection, we've got in 16 days' time, you've got Shavuos coming up. Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between Rochel and Rus. If you think about it, right, they were both born outside Eretz Yisrael. One was born in Choron, one was born in Moyov. They were both born to families of Ovdei Avodah Zorah, Lov and Upsuel on one side, Egloi Melech Moyov. They both married Yidden. Yeah, obviously Rochel married Yaakov, and she married Machloin, and she married Boaz, Rus. They were both Giyorison. They converted from being Ovdei Avodah Zorah to becoming Yidnas. They both showed Mesirus Nefesh, obviously the Rochel that we just spoke about, and the Mesirus Nefesh of Naomi coming back penniless with her. A Mesirus Nefesh for Eretz Yisrael, Rochel, we said Meso, was for her Mesirus Nefesh for Eretz Yisrael. And Rus said, Vashatelchi Eilich, Tolint Vashetolin Linu, I'd rather be a pauper in Eretz Yisrael than to be a princess in Moyov. And therefore it says at the end of Rus, Vayoimu Koloam Vaskenim, Yitin Hashem Esuisha Azois, that when she married Boaz, they gave her a brocha, Yitin Hashem Esuisha Aboa Besecho, Kerochel Ucheleo, Rochel before Leo. Right? The similarity between them is almost uncanny. So I just want to finish off just with, to say a short word about the situation in Eretz Yisrael. And to say that Rochel was buried on the road to Eretz Yisrael, so that when Klal Yisrael would be carried out into captivity, that it will be Rochel who will be Rochel Mavaka Al Boneo Me Ano Le'enoche. And therefore we've got to believe that on Simchas Torah, when the Bnei Yisrael were being carried out into captivity into Gaza by the Yisroelim, as Rochel is the one who's crying, Rochel is the one who's buried on the border of Eretz Yisrael, close to, and she is the one who showed her Mesirus Nefesh for Klal Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore she is the one who's the Shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyochel, that she's placed there in order to daven, and the Rebbeinu Shalom promises her, Ki Yisocho Lifu Loseich, I will reward it, V'shovu Bonim Ligvulom, let's hope him Yitz Hashem, as the Allah Shavuim will be V'shovu Bonim Ligvulom, B'mherev Yomeinu, V'shteher Nisimchas. Amen. May hey, the bear of the mother of the Amor of Mail, my is for Prichu. Amen.